Here's what's coming up for Memphis Wrestling. Join us on Sunday, October 17th for our next live TV taping featuring WWE star The Boogeyman. Meet The Boogeyman and watch him in action, and yes, he's bringing the worms. Plus, just added to the lineup, Impact Wrestling star Crazy Steve. VIP tickets are selling fast, so pick your seat with our new seating chart at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thursday, October 21st is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Watch WWE Crown Jewel with us absolutely free. Plus, we'll give you a free power car. Remember, that's a special Thursday viewing at Dave & Buster's. Saturday, October 23rd, Memphis Wrestling returns to Commerce Street Market in Hernando for Fall Brawl. Join us for corn dogs, funnel cakes, big sales, and free Memphis Wrestling. That's October 23rd at Commerce Street Market at 2 p.m. bell time. Stay tuned for more details on our official social media channels at CW30 Wrestling.
Music is my life, and I bet it's yours too. After all, we're all very complicated beasts. You're not just into wrestling, you're into other stuff too. And that's where the record store comes in. I've got 1,000 CDs or so, and I've been a rock fan for as long as I've been old enough to go to, well, the record store. So every week, I close my eyes, stand in front of my collection, and randomly grab a CD. Whatever I pull out, it could be old, could be brand new. What I cover in that episode. It could be anything from Asia to Yes, from John Cougar to Elton John, from Rumors to Weird Al's Greatest Hits. You just have no idea. I do a little bit of homework on the artist, talk about what they mean to me, and who knows, maybe I've had a chance encounter with one of them. And finally, I review the album track by track. I might confirm that it's one of the greatest albums of all time, or I might conclude that buying that album calls for me to have my head examined. Who knows? So join me, Lance Levine, twice a month, right here at the record store, and let me remind you how much the music means to you as well.
Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes, uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today. Upcoming events for American Hostile Championship Wrestling on October the 9th. Join the stars of HCW at 20 Charger Lane in Deering, Missouri. Bell time 8 p.m. Ringside tickets $12. General admission $10. Save $2 a ticket by getting your tickets in advance. Call 573-359-4390 or mark at 636-232-3313. The stars of AHCW appearing include Derek the King, Justin Case, the Missouri Bad Boys, Queen Caitlin, Tag Team Champs the Young Goats, Big Jack Parker, Mid-American Champion Trent Daniels, AHCW Champion Zero Hop Guy Smith, and many more. Stop right there. Also, on October the 23rd is the third anniversary of American Hostile Championship Wrestling, and it's going to be in Cooter, Missouri. That's right, October the 23rd. All the stars will be on hand for that night, and, well, you never know who will show up. Follow American Hostile Championship Wrestling on Facebook by searching American Hostile Championship Wrestling. Be there! We can all help prevent suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, and also prevention and crisis resources for you and your loved ones. Call
1-800-273-8255. Everybody, it happens Saturday. There's a rocket.
in the Mimpo. Here are your hosts, BT and Rhino JV.
Yeah. Mercy Daddy. I'm live from 304 Studios in Jonesboro, Arkansas. This is STSPod.club production. I'm BT, and that is my Batman, and I am Robin. It's the one and only Rhino JB. How well are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. There's no way in hell that I'm Batman and you're Robin. I'm definitely Robin. You're Batman. It's great to be here, man.
Hey, you do know in the comic books, Robin played Batman sometimes. So, hey, sometimes I'm
about to
say, yeah. There we go. real quick, we get started. A few things. We're going to be helping with the breast care awareness month. And for some reason, that's hard for me to say. I say it and I can't say it. I get all tongue tied. But with the pink rolling into Mimpo t-shirt, a pink one. That's right. You'll see the pink border that we'll have. It'll be on there all month long. All proceeds will either go to, we're going to either pick a family or we're going to an organization in the Memphis area or the Jonesboro, Arkansas area, or split it up. You'll go to tinyurl.com/wehavemerch, tinyurl.com/wehavemerch, and you will be able to get the pink. It's a light pink, or it is a dark pink, and all the money. We did this last December when we did Feed the Children. We're going to do it this time, and we're going to still do that in December. I'm excited about it. We had the record store this past Monday. We had Briar Skimmerhorn in the middle of the week, and Rhino, you missed it, but we had the 500th episode last night. 500, dude. This is 501. Can you believe that?
Incredible.
Thank you very much.
Incredible.
And you can see my bloody hands from all the editing I ever did. I have learned so much in 4.5 years, gone from we're going to do it, you know, as easy as I can do, but then buying the equipment, trying to get your sound better, and then, you know, this year becoming a content provider is pretty much what we do now. But yeah, I'm excited about day. And if you have listened to me and JB, we review it every week, rolling into Mimpo. This is week 32. We do hits, misses, MVP. What do you look forward to the most for next week? And we also do thumbs up and thumbs down. We're going to start with the hits. What's your hits for the week, JB?
My hits this week, right when the show started, it started with Big Swole raising up for breast cancer awareness, like you said. And don't worry about it, BT. I can't say Trish Stratus the right way. I said it that time, but I usually get that mixed up. Big Swole raised about $125, I believe, for each slam that he did. I thought that was great. I thought that was a great look. I thought it was an incredible look for Big Swole, Jessica. We kept talking about weeks prior, we've talked about we want to see more of a mean streak from him. But this was something I thought was nice, and it fit his character, and he still looked incredibly strong and impressive. He looked big, swole, Justin Cole. I thought that was a good look. That was a hit for me. Another hit for me, man, these guys usually are right next to each other, but another hit for me, Mike Anthony. I thought he had a great promo wanting answers. Why am I not getting the next title shot? I'm number one contender. Why am I not getting a title shot? And right after that, he put on a great performance. My God, BT, triple powerbomb, double German suplex into the double feet. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely incredible performance. Also, another hit for me, the character development of Walker Hayes. Walker Hayes started off on his own. He joined the Hollywood Horror Show. There was the Revenant. We were going to see where this was going. What I liked about Walker Hayes this time around here with his character development, he's a monster. We're not questioning if he's a monster. We know he's a monster. The bit about the dog fight with the hot sauce and the dog fighting, I thought that was a little like, ooh, I don't know about that.
I didn't like
kind of
it.
Bad to,
we'll talk about it, but yeah, I'm with you.
I didn't like it, but what I liked about not liking it is Championship Wrestling from Memphis is pushing it. They're getting a bit edgier.
You
know, they're not being so safe. And I like that experiment. I like that. I love that experimentation. And in all honesty, when he did the hot sauce in the eyes to Walker Hayes, now he didn't do it to a dog. He did it to a man, a monster, a beast. And I think that they were trying to express the beast in Walker Hayes. And I actually thought that was pretty, like, put hot sauce in it. Like, put hot sauce in my eyes. I'm going to try to do whatever I can. Might not be much, but I'm going to try to do what I can. And if Walker Hayes tries to do what he can, we saw what he can do. It's a lot. Last but not least for my hits, the commentator chaos. I thought I was going to be pissed off with all these people talking and talking over each other and everything. But actually, I loved it. It's not like it lasted the entire show. Everyone that Maria cannot stand was right there sitting with her. Halloween started early for Maria Starr. I loved it. And those are my hits this week.
Right on. I'll piggyback on Mike Anthony. You know what I would have done? Here's BT the Booker. I would have put the mic in Mike's hand for about 2 minutes and a half right there, just to tell what his, you know, they told in commentary, don't get me wrong, but we know, me and you both are huge fans of Mike on the microphone there, and he just would have hit a promo. But man, love the angry Mike Anthony, loved it. I will talk about, well, I'm gonna go ahead and steal in Johnny's show again this week, a hit, but it ended, you know, it ended with the ending. I love the ending. I want to thank Alan Steele for giving us a Memphis moment. That was a Memphis wrestling moment right there, with the powerbomb on the table. Absolutely loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. And I was also a fan of the tag team match with Derek King and Danny B. And it's just one of those things where this was just a basic tag team match. It was, yeah. You know, Danny B taking the heat, getting a hot tag to Derek. Dustin kind of did add an inside comment about Derek on that match. So go back and listen to it when he gets the hot tag, guys. All right. And also, I want to make a note that it is a hit. There was a guy in pro wrestling and whatever group, Alfred. He listens to the show and also watches Memphis wrestling. He made a note about the title belt. So I'm going to give it a hit. The Memphis Wrestling Women's title looks better than the NWA title. I'll agree with him 100%, and I'll give that a hit.
For sure.
All right. What's your misses for the week?
My misses this week, no answer for Mike Anthony. Besides that, the championship committee made a decision. That doesn't sound like a real answer to me. Even Maria Starr calling Dustin out. Give us some names, Dustin. Who are these people?
I just want you to know that I sent my application in to be part of the championship committee.
We need you in there because this is ridiculous. This is Mike Anthony is number one contender. We need answers. We can't even get that. Hopefully he gets that match, though.
Right on.
That's my miss. That's my miss for this week.
The sound was a little better this week, and I don't want to pick on them about the sound because I know I talked to some people in the promotion. They were disappointed, just like we are when I do something and don't have the time to. They just wasn't able to you can't re-record three shows. Remember, it's three shows at a time, so we have a little bit of it won't be better or back to normal until not next week, but the next week. So that would be episode 34. But sounds still a little off. I thought it sounded a little better this week. I think they missed the opportunity, and this is a miss for me. They missed an opportunity for Camille, and I don't know the reason why, going against Nikki. You know, back in the old days in Memphis, the whole thing was the world champion comes in, it don't matter which champion it was. Then they got a shot at the Southern champ. And it usually was Jerry Lawler, but, you know, sometimes it was Bill Dundee, sometimes whatever. And they come in and they get the title match against that champion. And because they are the world champion, you can do all kinds of finishes. It don't really matter whether your champion wins or lose, but really one of those things where the champion could our champion could lose, but it could be because of someone cost him the win. So I think they missed the opportunity there. Was not – and, you know, I always pick on Hollywood Jimmy, and I've been a fan of his one interview per show. He's been really, really good. I don't know. Jimmy was a little off in the interview. He stumbled a couple times, and I was not a fan of the hot sauce. Maybe slap him up against the head or something like that. Right. And I thought the hot sauce – JB, we know what hot sauce looks like, okay? We're from the Memphis area. We use hot sauce on everything.
It looked like an old bottle to me.
It looked like a bottle of Kool-Aid. I tell you, that's what it looked like. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't want him to throw sauce in his But here's the deal. Back in the day, and I know this sounds crazy, but back in the day when they did something like this on Memphis Wrestling, it was a shoot in the sense that Joe LeDuc took a axe and cut his arm. Joe LeDuc took a glass thing, smashed it on his head. They went out in the parking lot with a ball bat, Rick Rude did, and destroyed someone's car. Lawler was run over by a car. It was all legit. So that's the problem I had with that angle. The story is kind of – I kind of stay away from dogfighting. I don't know. It's just one of my things. I don't like dogfighting, and I would stay away from it. So, yeah. All right. So real quick, I want to tell everybody this week we have a WTF news desk coming up on Wednesday. Lance and I talk about the news items of September. We also do that big giveaway. I got a picture, JB, of the Wrestling Buddies, the Skimmerhorn Wrestling Buddies. Man, they're so funny looking. I love them. I absolutely love them. What I want to do is get Wrestling Buddies of me and you and Lance. There we go. And we'll give them away.
There we go.
But, guys, we'll do the spin the wheel. And if you're a Patreon member, you will get a chance to win. All right. We're going to go with the MVP of the week. Who's the MVP, bro?
My MVP this week is Mike Anthony. Good promo. Good match. I mean, I want to see more. I need answers.
I will go. You're not going to believe this. Well, I guess you will, because it seems like every other week, or at least the last 3 out of 4 weeks, I've given it to the same guy. I want to give it to Alan Steele. Like I said earlier, thank you for that Memphis Wrestler moment. It was one of those things for that mic and that interview there at the very end, waiting for Bret Michaels to come out. I did not expect this. I know they had to end the desk somehow, but I actually did not expect that. I expect the show was going to go off with them pushing each other back and forth. Yeah. And it didn't end that way. It ended with that powerbomb on the table, and it looked so good when Michael's laying there, because you could see the concrete. You didn't see the table. You saw the concrete, and you're thinking, did his head hit the – good God, what happened? I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
Yes.
So thanks, Alan Steele, MVP for me. And our new feature was really popular last week. So we're going to do question of the week. And if you're listening to the audio version, there'll be a commercial break right after question of the week. If not, we'll just stick in there. Me and JB will be right back.
Hello, everybody. Dustin Starr here with another question of the week, and this one might actually get me in a little bit of trouble. I watch Wrestling 43 wants to know about the chemistry at the commentary booth between myself and my lovely Maria. Well, first and foremost, I appreciate it. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate you watching. Everything that you hear and see at that commentating table is 100% real. It's unscripted, unfiltered. I never know what my Maria is going to say next. And just like you guys, I absolutely love it. Now, here's the part that might get me in a little bit of trouble. I watch Wrestling 43 wants to know who would be my co-host if my Maria wasn't there. Oh, my gosh. Who? That's a really good one. So first and foremost, I would have to say Pete Pranica, the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. He's joined us several times. You've seen him on the program. Big fan of Pete Pranica and would love to call to action with him each and every week. Also, Tim Van Horn is a lot of fun. I mean, who better to pick on, other than me, than Tim Van Horn at the broadcast booth? Now, I want to turn this around and ask you, who do you think would be a good co-host? And if you have a question for me, you can just ask it at Rolling Into Mimpo. I am Dustin Starr, and I'll answer your question next week.
Are you enjoying the episode? Well, Cash App us. That's right. $BTSTS. You don't have Cash App? Download it and get $5. That's right. $5. That's $BTSTS. $BTSTS. Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today.
use our Uber Eats code EATS-BRIANT247900UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247900UE. Use that code and get $20 off a $25 order.
All right. Back from commercial break, and that was question of the week. Rhino, you know I'm going to ask it to you, but question of the week, if you want to call and you leave a voicemail, it's called 501-232-1701, or you can email us at stspodclub@gmail.com. We got a bunch of questions of the week, and then we got about six or seven deep questions in, JB. Dustin's going to shake his head before he answers that one. I just want everybody to know to be prepared. It may not have anything to do with wrestling. I don't know. But I'm going to question of the week to you. Who would you like setting full-time? If Maria can't do it, who would you want sitting there? And let me just say, I like Dustin's response there. Both of those guys, we really like those guys, both of them.
Yeah, no, that was a perfect response from Dustin Starr right there. I don't think he's going to get into any trouble whatsoever. I personally, for me, man, I would like, I've learned so much from you. I would love to hear you do a live commentary on these wrestlers there with Dustin Starr. You know so much about a lot of these Memphis wrestlers and even the guys who have been around in the area. Man, to hear you call it live with Dustin and hear you guys go back and forth, to hear you question, make a statement, and hear his answers and his remarks with you guys working together, I think that would be some great Memphis commentary TV.
Dude, my face is turning red. I appreciate that, but they wouldn't let me because then I start talking inside and say something about a hot tag and that looked like a shoot or that looked blah, 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 and then I'm done. So I'm going to go outside the box here, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and he was also a manager in wrestling at one time, but he is a popular DJ, Brandon Baxter. I think Brandon would be – he has done some commentary before. Him and Dustin would have a nice chemistry there, and that's my pick. I'll pick Brandon Baxter. If you got another pick, do it there on social media. Let us know what you think. And thank you. Send in your questions. The more we have, the merrier. We'll be able to sit down and all kinds of fun stuff with Dustin. Dustin loves doing these, so go ahead and do that. All right. What do you want to see on next week's show?
Next week, I'm looking forward to the Skimmerhorns versus the Young Goats Tag Team Championship rematch. I think this is where the Young Goats go ahead and get these guys behind them. Go ahead and get this over with. Skimmerhorns are going to have to find something else after this match. But I love both teams here. I'm looking forward to this one.
100% agree. I put two things down. And the show is going to be awesome next week. Tag Team title match. I think this match will even be better than the other. That's just my opinion. Yeah. These guys have worked each other three or four times now. So it may be more in the area. Who knows? My big thing is, because no one has spoiled this for me, thank you guys. Thanks to the fans that were there, that were my friends, that have not spoiled. Where are they going with Steel in the Gun Show? So are they putting the belt on the Gun Show and then Anthony steps out? Are they going to have Steel against the Gun Show and Anthony helps Gun Show? Are they going to have Johnny's going to interfere and Steel's going to win and retain and then have to go against Mike? There's still the chase of the babyface. Gun Show is over. Mike Anthony can be just as over or more if we completely turn him. I guess he's coming out the babyface dressing room now, so I guess he's a babyface now. But those two guys, the fans love those two guys. They absolutely love them. And I would push them as far as you could, even if you had to do a secondary belt or something. Those two guys. Alan Steele, the veteran, he's been with us for a long time. He's been the champion. He's given the championship some kind of credibility. We know this. He doesn't have to have a belt. He really does it. After he loses it, he can have a top feud with anybody. There's plenty of people for him to wrestle. And him and Johnny will always be – it can be top heels without belts.
I see Alan Steele right quick. I see Alan Steele as the one in championship wrestling that has it all. Like, he's so good at everything he does. I don't think he's missed one episode. He's knocked it out the park in everything he's done since day one.
I agree 100%. I've said this before. One of the best matches I ever seen locally in one of the areas was him against a guy named Poker Face. Steele was always just a professional backstage, and just a professional with everybody. I mean, one of those guys where you and I'm not saying this in a bad way. It kind of he's a good hand in the sense that he's never going to say no. I don't want to do that. Now he's the kind of guy say, look, hey, why don't we do it this way? What do you think? Do you think it'd be better if we did it this way? I mean, that's the kind of guy he is, and that helps that dressing room. When he does retire and decides, hey, I don't want to wrestle anymore, the actual dressing room will get better because he can spend more time helping those guys put together matches. So that's just my opinion there, I think. Thumbs up or thumbs down there, JB?
I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. There was a lot more I liked about this episode that I couldn't get in there. But I can't wait for next week. I think it's just getting better and better from here.
You know, I was right. And I know people say, in the middle, what the hell is that? Well, I thought the first part of the show was just we're a commercial for next week, which that's what it was. But I was just like, are we going to do something? Are we going to do something? But then from the tag match, like I said, and leaving us the way they left us with that moment, I'll give it a slight thumbs up. But if we wouldn't have a big Memphis wrestling moment at the end, I might have said, And that interview that they did, that Hollywood Jimmy did, it's either going to be something that's played over and over on YouTube, or it's going to be something that people see and say, that's horseshit. It's either or. It's not going to be, hey, this is a great – because that's the kind of stuff you just never know, you know? Abdullah the Butcher, he ate chicken, raw chicken on TV, and I was like, oh, but they played it over and over, and it was a big deal. So that might be something we remember. I will tell you, Walker Hayes, I've said this ever since I saw him live in Newport, is a huge guy, and he's possibly one of those guys, kind of the Kane character, the Biz character, that the fans can get behind if he treats him wrong all the time, and eventually he turns. I know that sounds weird that a character like that, but just think about a Biz, think about Kane, could be a good baby face in the future, man. And I hear he's a really great guy, one of those guys that's really good for the dressing room also. All right, man. Same bad time, same bad channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as everyone knows, I love my mama.
Me too.
Here's what's coming up for Memphis Wrestling. Join us on Sunday, October 17th for our next live TV taping featuring WWE star The Boogeyman. Meet The Boogeyman and watch him in action, and yes, he's bringing the worms. Plus, just added to the lineup, Impact Wrestling star Crazy Steve. VIP tickets are selling fast, so pick your seat with our new seating chart at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thursday, October 21st is our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's in Memphis. Watch WWE Crown Jewel with us absolutely free. Plus, we'll give you a free power car. Remember, that's a special Thursday viewing at Dave & Buster's. Saturday, October 23rd, Memphis Wrestling returns to Commerce Street Market in Hernando for Fall Brawl. Join us for corn dogs, funnel cakes, big sales, and free Memphis Wrestling. That's October 23rd at Commerce Street Market at 2 p.m. bell time. Stay tuned for more details on our official social media channels at CW30 Wrestling. This episode is also brought to you by SpunkLoop.com. Remember, when you're getting funky like a monkey, if you know what I mean, use Spunky. That's right. Go to www.SpunkLoop.com and tell them STS Pod sent you.
You
You want the best, you got the best. The best little wrestling podcast in the business. All episodes on www.stspod.club. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App us at $BTSTS. If you've never downloaded the Cash App, download it today. You'll get a free, that's right, a free $5 for using the code $BTSTS. That's $BTSTS. Upcoming events for American Hostile Championship Wrestling on October the 9th. Join the stars of HCW at 20 Charger Lane in Deering, Missouri. Bell time 8 p.m. Ringside tickets $12. General admission $10. Save $2 a ticket by getting your tickets in advance. Call 573-359-4390 or mark at 636-232-3313. The stars of AHCW appearing include Derek the King, Justin Case, the Missouri Bad Boys, Queen Caitlin, Tag Team Champs the Young Goats, Big Jack Parker, Mid-America Champion Trent Daniels, AHCW Champion Zero Hop Guy Smith, and many more. Stop right there. Also, on October the 23rd is the third anniversary of American Hostile Championship Wrestling, and it's going to be in Cooter, Missouri. That's right, October the 23rd. All the stars will be on hand for that night, and, well, you never know who will show up. Follow American Hostile Championship Wrestling on Facebook by searching American Hostile Championship Wrestling. Be there! Join our Patreon site with the lowest tier being $3. Go to patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. We have over 400 episodes uncut and uncensored, and we also give away big prizes. Join today. Was another great episode of Shootin' the Shiznit. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our sponsors. A big shout out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets. Remember, you can reach us on Twitter at ComicBookMarkBT, Instagram at BT Shootin' the Shiznit. That's right, Shootin' the Shiznit without a G. Facebook Shootin' the Shiznit and Facebook Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. If we don't like you in that group, first you have to ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. All the episodes are at one place, and that's www.stspod.club. Podcast Roll Call. Who's Right Podcast. Homeboys Podcast. E3 Radio. My buddies Richard and Josh. My World with Conrad Thompson and my friend Jeff Jarrett. Lance's favorite include Nickology, Rock Solid, Playlist Wars. I'm Fat Podcast. Hey guys, remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.